This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Tommy Datzman, attorney at law, the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Tommy is T-O-M-M-Y, Datzman, D-A-T-Z-M-A-N. On March 9th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, and performed a physical examination on FaceTime, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 31-year-old male, height 6'2", weight 220 pounds, who was involved in a work-related injury on or about March 1st of 2024, period. The patient is a police officer who was injured while at a training seminar, period. He was tased while laying down. He rolled without protection, and his shoulder was dislocated and injured, period. He was told that he had a tear of his right labrum as well as fractures, period. He had immediate pain in his right shoulder, and he could not move it, period. Despite adequate treatment, he's still having pain and diminished range of motion of the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder was treated with surgery times two, comma, physical therapy, comma, and medication, period. The pain is constant, period. It is deep aching, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is located in the posterior shoulder and non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at Forte Orthopedics, and he had several follow-up, period. He had x-rays, and his shoulder was put back in place that day. After a couple weeks, he had his first surgery at Forte Outpatient. We had repairs, and he did have follow-ups every couple weeks, as well as physical therapy, period. In the fall, he had a second surgery due to the severe pain and diminished range of motion, period. He followed up with more physical therapy, both at Forte and at work, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with sleeping, comma, lifting over his head 50 pounds, comma, pain with yard work, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Flomax and vitamins. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include exercises as well as occasional over-the-counter medicines. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for benign prostatic hypertrophy and hypertension. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals the right shoulder times two for this injury, the left shoulder times two due to other injuries, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had major past trauma to the right shoulder, period. The left shoulder was injured twice in 2014 and 2020. First in the Army where he tore his labrum, and also in 2020 where he fell in a well and tore his labrum, period. He has not had other work injuries other than the above well injury of 2020, period. He's not been in any serious or minor auto accidents, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a police officer. He missed a total of 8 weeks, period. He can now work full-time without restrictions, period. new paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the sample pertinent studies. Initial exam at Forte, March 1st, 2024. 30-year-old male who presents to Forte Fast Orthopedic Clinic with right shoulder pain, period. Patient is a police officer at Carmel Police Department, period. Was getting tased at training today, period. After the shock, the patient tensed and fell on his right side on a slightly abducted shoulder, period. First noticed inability to move shoulder, period. X-rays March 2nd, three views of the shoulder, pre-reduction, anterior shoulder dislocation visualized, possible glenoid fracture, same date, post-reduction X-rays, interval reduction of the glenohumeral joint since prior X-ray study today, period. There is an inferior glenoid fracture with minimal displacement noticed, period. There is evidence of a Hill-Sachs lesion, period. Hill is H-I-L-L. Sachs, S-A-C-H-S. There is evidence of a Hill-Sachs lesion, period. We were able to successfully relocate the shoulder, period. We will place him in a sling at this time, period. Impression, right anterior dislocation of the right shoulder. Two, closed Hill-Sachs fracture of the right humerus. Three, Bankart lesion of the right shoulder. Bankart is B-A-N-K-A-R-T. Plan shoulder reduction today, comma, right upper extremity in sling, comma, MRI of the right shoulder, comma, CT of the right shoulder with 3D reconstruction of the glenoid, period. Operative report. August 16th, 2024, procedure one, right shoulder arthroscopic foreign body / suture removal. Two, right shoulder arthroscopic lysis of adhesions. Three, right arthroscopic extensive debridement, period. Forte note, November 21st, 2024, returns 3 months, status post right shoulder arthroscopic foreign body / suture removal, comma, lysis of adhesions and extensive debridement performed on August 16th, 2024, period. Impression status post-labral repair of the shoulder, comma, Bankart lesion of the right shoulder, comma, closed fracture of the glenoid cavity and neck of the right scapula, comma, and Hill-Sachs deformity, period. They state he is still sore, still, period. Forte notes, where he was given an impairment rating, dated November 21st, 2024. Current diagnosis is status post-labral repair of the shoulder right. Number two, close fracture of the glenoid cavity and neck of the right scapula, period. They rendered him an 11% upper extremity impairment with a 7% whole body impairment, period. Forte note, August 26, 2024. Assessment one, 10-day status post right shoulder, arthroscopic foreign body / suture removal, comma, lysis of adhesions, comma, extensive debridement performed on August 16, 2024. Two, number two, 5 month status post right shoulder, arthroscopic anterior labral / Bankart repair, comma, anterior glenoid fracture repair, performed on March 15th, 2024. Forte note, July 11th, 2024, states he remains symptomatic, period. There is some irregularity at the proximal anchor site where there may be small perforation tendon along the suture tracts where some fluid from the dye does leak into the subacromial space, period. There does appear to be some sort of perforation through the suture tracts in the infraspinatus, period. This could be what is causing some of his pain, period. Operative summary, March 15th, 2024, right shoulder arthroscopic Bankart repair and glenoid fracture repair, period. Operative note, March 15th, 2024, states 30-year-old male entering the police academy who was tased and subsequently fell and dislocated his right shoulder, period. Had a comminuted anterior glenoid fracture with large Hill-Sachs deformity, period. Underwent surgical fixation for ORIF, that's ORIF, ORIF of the glenoid fracture, comma, labral repair and REM plissage, that's capital REMPLISSAGE. MRI from Reyes Radiology appears to be March 6, 2024. Recent bony Bankart injury with multiple thin, comma, mildly displaced fracture fragments, period. Hill-Sachs impaction fracture deformity with intense marrow edema along the posterior superior margins of the humeral head as well, period. Posterior subluxation of the humeral head, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing all the medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of March 1st, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, conducted by FaceTime, the patient presented with normal body posture, period. Gait was normal, period. His right shoulder appeared to be totally normal. His left shoulder appeared to be totally normal with full range of motion present. He was able to move his left shoulder with all ranges of motion without any pain, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. There was diminished strength of the right shoulder. Pain was exhibited on range of motion of the right shoulder, period. There were several small arthroscopic scars involving the right shoulder, period. Right shoulder flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Right shoulder adduction, ADD, adduction was diminished by 10 degrees. Right shoulder abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 34 degrees. Internal rotation of the right shoulder was diminished by 24 degrees. External rotation of the right shoulder was diminished by 8 degrees. Extension of the right shoulder was normal, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, dislocation, comma, torn labrum, comma, comminuted fracture of the glenoid cavity, comma, and fracture of the neck of the right scapula, period. The above diagnoses resulted in two surgeries conducted on August 16, 2024 and March 15, 2024, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of March 1st, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm going to render an impairment rating, period. As I mentioned in the earlier body of the report, he was given a slightly less impairment rating, period. I totally disagree with the impairment ratings that were generated and that were generated earlier in our lower period. It is my feeling they did not take into adequate consideration the multiple traumas to this right shoulder, including both the comminuted fracture of the glenoid and the fracture of the neck of the scapula, as well as the torn labrum and the restricted mobility of the right shoulder, period. Taking this all into consideration, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 18% upper extremity impairment, which converts to an 11% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for this 11% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury to the right shoulder on March 1st, 2024, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right shoulder as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $1,000, period. The patient will need to continue his exercise therapy at home, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period, and performed a physical examination via FaceTime, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.